AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Hi there, welcome to Biased Chinese. This is purely, deeply, truly personal. I'm a Mananian Chinese mainlander, and I've spent the first 30 years of my life in China, which means I've been through the reform and opening up, the earthquake in 2008, the build-up of the Great Firewall, and lastly, the COVID-19. In this podcast, I just want to give a common individual Chinese perspective on the things happening. Because I'm sick of propaganda, and I simply don't want to be represented by anyone else without my consent. Like millions of the commoners in China, here's what I think. Some foreigners, who are into minding others' business, recently poked hands towards our affairs. China, first of all, doesn't stir up revolution in other countries. Secondly, we don't contribute to famine and poverty. Thirdly, we don't mind your business. Period. This is a speech given by Xi Jinping in 2009 Mexico, when he met local Chinese community. The first time that Joe Biden met Xi Jinping is in 2011 in my hometown. I am 31, and people like me can tell what's a person like by talking over just one meal. As old as Joe Biden, I bet he's already got to know this young man from head to toe. Before leaving China, my last job got very close to him, but I turned around and traded this honor, quote, for $300. I joked with my friend that he was $300 from my side from then on. To get a common Chinese middle-aged man is easy. Basically, you'd be a prostitute if you want to get along with them. It sounds radical, I know, but that's the reason why you don't get along with them now. Think about it. Just suddenly you figure out they didn't treat you as dude as they claim by words. Then you snap up. I know it sounds stupid to mention love in this discussion, but I have to tell you that it's the root problem for Chinese, including Xi. Most Chinese families don't know what is love. What's worse, they replace the sense of love by the sense of control. If you have any Chinese friends, you'd already more or less feel it. Millions of family tragedy can be summarized as the tugs of war between controlling and being controlled. If you stick to this order, you'd be praised as filial piety, a misunderstood version of love over China's thousand years history. And then, let's put it into larger picture. It's the binary of ruling and being ruled. This non-republic, feudalistic politic thought is still underlying China's governing system and the kind. It's a backward civilization, I say it as a Chinese myself. So Xi is no exception. And it's a shame that he didn't get elitism education. Rather, he got plunged into Cultural Revolution, the worst timing for any teenagers grow up. Like Economist, the magazine said, he nerd his survival philosophy as being rather than red. And he put parties ruling over Chinese people's interests. Because he craves for power due to the trauma or the fear encountered during his teenage. And last but not least, he rejects the outside world as he knows deep down he's lacking. You know, those low self-esteem sometimes becomes narcissistic because they need to be. The more I talk about it, the more I think China is a huge potential market for psychologists or psychiatrists. The end obstacle is like what's happening in Russia, like Putin. Dictators always receive wrong information and live in their own illusion. How many Navalny are there in China? I don't know, but I assure you that there are, given China's population. There is a famous Chinese economist called Chen Zhiwu. Lately, he pointed out something interesting. Question: where does the fortune go over the 30 years economic boost of China? He said four main channels: Chinese bureaucrat system, political fund to suppress dissidents across China, diplomatic bribery, and lastly, the army. You see, Chinese people are getting more and more clear picture every day. I am a common Chinese. If I know it, more people know it and know better than me. One day, when we fully understand the problem, we'll come up with the solution. And the only sense I can share with you is that we are close.